Gonna grind out Masechta condition that the Gimel Gilam Beis is gonna test out the Gemara Milbak Sud Batayra, and it's alone that's written in the Torah. So then it has a specific halacha. What's a Milbak Sud Batayra? Pirish Kegoyin Karbanos. Which these are loans, so to speak, debts that are written in Torah to bring your carbon, to pay your ben, redeeming the firstborn son, to erichin, ben nezak, and the damages. Shlohay yoydim in yon in the sins halalu, where you wouldn't know the content of these givings, emulation schaibatar befesh, unless the Torah would have obligated you. So that's called the milva haksubatar. Milva, but alone, kugan shalabilay mois belishal, let's say someone lent someone money without a document. Avakad the chsib, now, although it does say in the Torah, ishashat and neshiba, the man that you're collecting from, leichashav kiksubatar, that's not considered something that's written the Torah, even shouldn't talk about the Torah share on the Sina. Torah doesn't have to let you know how much you have to give. The Pshita Mashu will let you, it's obvious what was borrowed you have to pay back. That would not be qualified as a Milbak Suva Batar. Next text the master begins with the Gemara. My puppy says, Hilchas Halacha is Milbak Peh, Al Or Loan, Goybim and the Yerushan. You could collect from the inheritors. They should be the Dechaisim because the lien is biblical. But in the Gemara Malkuchas, but you cannot collect from Malkuchas. Why? Because less a color, because the word's not out there. So we have to be Misakin for the Malkuchas. Tesis says, Tim, it's a wonder, because the Bashili get Pashad, at the end of the paragraph, get Pashad, Babastav, Kofayn, Lov, Manav, Kamara, Papa, Gufri, Papa himself, who according this teaching from, said the exact opposite. Lov, Apeh, Orlon, Goodman, Yershin, you collected the inheritance, Shlei, Tinel, Delz, Bamne, Lovin. And that was the Takana, so that you don't lock the door in front of the borrowers, that no one's going to want to lend them. And the Inigam, Lokuch, is not collect from the buyers, because they should be the Lav, their Ezer, because Lean is not biblical. So how do we resolve the contradiction? It's saying it from the exact opposite point of Shibit Lav Deraisa. Baimer Rabbein Chanan, he says, the Hachamai ben Milbak Suv Batayra. Here, and also you were talking about a loan that's written in Torah. Kagoyin Nizak, like damage by Erech, and then the Erech by carbon and carbon. With Damal El, that we said previously, the Shibit Deraisa, that it's a biblical lien. So the Leshach Tamad in the Ilas Dallas, it's not appropriate the idea of blocking the door, because the lien in Yerushim, Asum Kimil Bashtar. Regarding inheritors, we made it like a loan document. But in Lekuches, Larsim Kimon B'Shah didn't make it like a loan in the document. That's because we're talking about this halacha of these ideas, like Nezak and Erech and the Karbon. Of Hazim and Milba Peh. But there's from an oral loan. She'in Iksubat has not written in the Torah. And Shabbam is Balishtar. I guess if we lent him money without a document, oh, that's not Milba Ksubat Teirah. So that you could say that the Shibuzda is Lav Dei Reisa. Whereas over here, we're talking about Milba Ksubat Teirah. Oh, so that's what we're going to say. That's considered a Shiva Deraisa, because this is written, and it's written in the Torah. And you wouldn't be able to say this idea of Ne'ilas Delas, because it has nothing to do with an actual loan. So that's what we're saying. Regarding Gershom, we made it like a Mil Bishtar. But regarding Lekuchas, we didn't want to do that. As Agamar says, the reason is because there's no call. Connects this not to begin the Gemara, Elmis Baal Manole. Okay, but how do you know that she goes out with the death of the husband? Tesis, Tim, it's a wonder, because they were pregnant, Mr. Gmos, and then Dal Manav Matsrich and Crow. The Gmos sounds like the opposite angle. They require a passing, but Eshasav, the father's wife, and Bashar's other eyes, Shasugas, that it would have been forbidden, whether the relationship that's making her forbidden is alive, so even after death. And with Perchabal Yibimte, the Gmos, Yibamas, and the Manav Matsrich, the Gmos requires a passing, but Yibama. She has children, the Sulach, and this about that she's been forbidden to the oven even after the husband dies. So you see that we have to let you know it's going to be forbidden after Misa. Yet, but here we need to put it the other way around. Like as if you have to admit a married woman after the husband died. Which one's the default? This is what you can say. Yeah, the after that we see in our Sukhya because of Eshazish, that the Pasig permits the married woman after her husband died, because the Shemesh might like our Sukhya Darshan's over here. After that, it's according to the husband. That's when you need the Sukhya over there, less Arise, Lachamisa, to say that, yeah, but arising is written after death. That we shouldn't learn that from Eshazish, that the Pasig says it is permitted. Next, there's Master Bingo Gmaram. Actually, this Dibra Hamaskal belongs after Dibra Hamaskal Mito Amar. But Kul Amabase, that maybe type of one, there's a positive commandment. Which Amir Ridri says, what's the Ika Seba Isha says, what's the positive commandment by a married woman? Because remember, Dabak Bishtai, like it says in Mauritius base, that he should connect to his wife, which is Bulay Bishas Chaber, that's the Isra Say, but not with his friend's wife. That's the Kul Amabase. So it's a statement to one who could lay Fino Shatat Misa Makabachem again. That we don't learn now that Misa should permit the Makabachemer from get. You say, wait, ma get, if get, never permits her to the other in any situation. I feel Ein Labanim should does not have children, yet not Lamachal Inyan, but still a get permits her to anyone in all situations, a Misa. So that Shematez Liavim, Shein Labanim, that permits her to the brother-in-law when there's no children, in addition to that Lamachal Inyan, shouldn't at least permit her everyone else in all situations? So there's one, why wouldn't know this from a Kabbal Chemer from Get. Next test might begin this Gemara, Amar Rachman, Amalekah and Gadol. Next Torah says Amalekah and Gadol, which is obviously it's only for him, but for everyone else is Mutter. You're going to say, wait, maybe, who said? Maybe the Torah is saying like this. A widow to a Kohen Gadol asura is forbidden not to look through Yavim, even when he's a Yavim. And maybe that's the specific point. Yeah, but for everyone else, Shari Li Yavim is permitted for the Yavim. Maybe I can tell you the Ishul La'acha Misa, maybe that a woman after death, Name Sula Kulam is forbidden to everyone else, Shalom Mokam Yavim, when it's not a situation of Yavim. If that's the case, I should have said this pasuk. Perhaps the Yibam, because that would be the main point, because about Yibam. The fact that it doesn't say, but it must be for Kuliyama. The next test master begins. First of all, the Yibam loy kriacher. The Yibam is not called acher, so you can't say that. That's what it means. So it's a wonder because the gabestei achuza regarding the ancestral for the middle coming. The Gemara tells later on. The Yibam is the Yibam mikra acher that is called acher. The common word says in Marcha is esasod leish acher. It says if you're going to sell the field to someone else, and the Gemara over there tells us, okay, the ben is not acher, but the achav abachal, the brother is included. So you see, he is called acher. Hashem says what he says. No, the leidam is not compared because the makom shem debachal adam when they're talking about every single person besides for the son. So then you could say that have Yibam mechal acher. The Yavim is included in Acher. But over here, the Bible name, they want to say the one says Yavim Davka, that's only to the Yavim. And can have a Yavim Acher Davka, that would be specifically only the Yavim. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Well, that you can't say because he's not called an Acher.